But just to end with one last final, just short ha'ara, we're not going to go into this now. It's something that we've spoken about a lot, but we just have to mention it. And that is, so the discussion of the Gemara, part two of the daf, was Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos or Ein Avelos B'Shabbos. So Tosfos says that really, at first glance, what this should be talian is whether there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. Because why is there no Avelos on Yontif? The Gemara says right in the beginning of the parak, daf yud aleph amud beis, because Avelos is a mitzvah, but Simchas Yontif is oichet ha-mitzvah. Avelos is a mitzvah the yachid, Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah the rabbim, and Yaveh asay the rabbim, v'yidcha asay the yachid. So we spoke about, why not say one's deraisa, one's derabana, maybe Avelos p'yem rishon is a deraisa, the shagasari is kasha, right, all the different ways. But the bottom line is that the reason that Yontif is doich Avelos is, it's not Yontif, it's the mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif. There's a mitzvah of Samachta Bechagecha, which is a contradiction to the mitzvah of mourning, the mitzvah of Avelos. A person can't be B'Simcha and be B'Avelos at the same time. So the two are odd. So the question is, which one should he be Beicher? Should he be Beicher and be Tovla Lachas HaBeis Avel? Or should he be Beicher and should he go to Beis Mishta? So on Yontif, being that there's a mitzvah to be B'Simcha, and it's a mitzvah to Rabbim, so in Hilchas Dechia, it's Deicha, that's Snei Diyachat. So really, whether or not Shabbos has Avelos or doesn't have Avelos would seem to be Tali if there's a mitzvah of Simcha. If there's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, then how could a person have Avelos for Shabbos? Avada in Avelos for Shabbos. If there's no mitzvah of Simcha, then theoretically, it's something you'd be able to do. So Tosfos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, it's Dibra Maschel Manda Amar, it's towards the end of Tosfos. So Tosfos says that being that really there's no mitzvah of Simcha, so Tais over there discusses whether there's a mitzvah of Shabbos, whether there's a mitzvah of Simcha B'Shabbos, Ayin Shab. And then Tais quotes the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that Shabbos ain't Avelos Noyekbe, that there's no Avelos on Shabbos. You know why? Mishum Dechsev Birchas Hashem Mita Asher, V'lo Yosef Etzavimah, V'Shabbos Ksiv Bei Bracha. The Brach of the Eibishta doesn't allow for Atzvos. Birchas Hashem Mita Asher, V'lo Yosef Etzavimah. We know that Shabbos is Vayivarech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Shabbos. So because Shabbos is the Mekaira Bracha, so this is Bracha, it's the Birchas Hashem. Birchas Hashem is Lo Yosef Etzavimah. But either way, it's a fascinating Tosef, a very important Maram Makim, because really, this is something that comes up a lot in the world of Rei. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha. It says, v'samachta b'chagecha, fo yisach someach, usmachta mufnei Hashem alikechem shivas yom. And there's several psukim that say that a yid has an obligation to be b'simcha on Yontif. On Shabbos, it doesn't say mefurish anywhere that there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha. What it says on Shabbos is, v'karasa l'shabbos oynig. A yid is supposed to be in a state of pleasure. Simcha and oynig are me'inyin le'inyin ba'oise inyin. But they're not the same thing. Simcha l'chud and oynig l'chud. And the truth is, we've spoken about this. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos? Is there a mitzvah of oynig on Yontif? There's a big chiddush from the Noida Behuda and the Tzlach in Mesechtes Be'ah Daflam and Hey, where the Tzlach says that there's no mitzvah of oynig on Yontif. It's a very shver Tzlach because really it's a mefurish Rambam, where the Rambam says it's just like there's a mitzvah of kovid and oynig Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of kind of kovid and oynig Yontif. But these are both major talking points in the Achroinim, where there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos and whether there's a mitzvah of oynig on Yontif. This would seem to be a tremendous nafka mina, the most obvious nafka mina. We're learning Perek Ve'elu Magalchem, we're learning that there's no Avelis on Yontif. Why not? Because of the mitzvah of Simcha, say the Rabbim is doichad, say the Yachid. It's that we have a sug of Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. At first glance, we have to run to those raid bites. That's mamish what it's totally. And if there's a mitzvah of Shabbos on mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, so then say the Rabbim of Simcha on Shabbos will be doichad, say the Yachid of Avelis. But really, if there is no mitzvah of Simcha, all there is oynig. So oynig is maybe not a stira. And therefore, that's Tosfos Nidin, Ayin Shalom.